Dark Smile Productions presents Salford Stories with Simon Bestwick. I'm standing today at the top of Brindle Heath Road in Pendleton, Salford, in a site resembling a small park. You could pass it on the bus into town every day and not notice, or certainly have no clue at a glance what it really is. I know, because for years that's exactly what I did. To my right is a vacant lot, the site of the old St. Thomas's Chapel of Ease. Where I'm standing is the far end of the old cemetery, in a plot about 12 yards by 15 in area, that has a special history all its own. This is, in fact, the site of Manchester and Salford's first Jewish cemetery, the oldest Jewish institution in the two cities. It was established in 1794, when two of the church elders, Samuel Brearley and Michael Hughes, leased the plot to Isaac Isaacs, Philip Isaac Cohen and Jacob Franks, for £43, 8 shillings and 9 pence for 1,000 years. Between then and 1840, when the present cemetery in Prestwich opened, 29 people were buried here. In a fenced-off area, 5 long rectangular gravestones are arranged, radiating out from a smaller pentagonal stone in the middle. The smaller stone commemorates the founding of the cemetery. The others are those of the first people to be interred there. A few other stones lie outside the fencing. They're worn and eroded now. Even if I could read Hebrew, the language in which they're inscribed, I doubt I could make much sense of them. But there is a plaque, erected by the Centre for Jewish Studies, which gives the details of the burials, or some of them at least. Of the 29 graves, there are only 22 for which any record survives. The remaining 7 are nameless. Who they were, how they lived and died, where they came from, we'll never know. Of the existing records, some only give a first name, and in 4 cases, the year of death is completely unknown. There's something deeply sobering about this somehow. Sooner or later, whoever we are, we all come down to this. And as time passes, cemeteries are neglected or paved over, inscriptions are worn away, and there's nothing to show that we were ever here. But there may still be more stories to tell. A small fruit tree stands in the cemetery, planted on the site of an older one that blew down a few years ago. When the old tree fell, its roots dragged up another, previously undiscovered, Jewish gravestone. The inscription, when deciphered, proved to be the tombstone of a woman, which in fact predates the Jewish cemetery itself. That stone is currently being restored in Liverpool, and may yet provide another chapter in the history of a community that's played an integral part in the lives of Manchester and Salford over the last 200 years. See you next time. Salford Stories was written and presented by Simon Bestwick and produced by Ian McNess. Dark Smile Productions would like to thank Dom Ranger of the Manchester Jewish Museum, Cheetham Hill, St Thomas's Church, Pendleton, and Barry Jones for their help in the making of this programme. Salford Stories was a Dark Smile production for SCRFM.